Hello, I am Joseph.
And I am life. I am fire.
I am Nathan
Boss. I am death.
Okay, that kid's
Eric. I am suicide.
Okay, that kid's Eric.
I was copying Smaug from The Hobbit.
Oh, I didn't really watch The Hobbit.
Come on. I mean, I didn't want to watch the third movie, but I had to because I got that far into it. And Joe, guess what?
And you know, this is Joe, Nathan's, you know, sick background music. If
these
you can hear it.
Joe, you know what
Sponsor
I do?
Sponsor me now, SoundCloud.
Yeah, he actually made this song.
Joe, you know what I do to girls?
No, Eric. Please do.
Nathan.
Shout out to myself, SoundCloud account Nugget Souse. Check it out.
Shout out to my YouTube account, EricM16. Capital E, space in between Eric and M16. Assault, not assault rifle, but it's just Eric M16. I was 16 when I made the account,
well,
and I still am. So, any.
Story behind the account and...
So, how I came up with the account name? Well, I was sitting by a fire.
I don't think anyone cares.
And I was getting pretty lonely, right? So, I decided to come up with a YouTube channel. And so far, I have. Hold on, how many posts do I have? So far, let me find out how many posts I have. What happened to YouTube? Nathan, look what happened to YouTube.
What?
I don't know what happened, but they're all squished up over here. Well, I'm going to try to get to my own account. I can just press up here.
Shoutouts.
My channel. I have 4 videos, right? Oh, I know, 5. The very peaceful, filled with Tupac, Notorious B.I.G., Ice Cube.
No one really cares, Eric.
Everybody cares.
You only have like 5 viewers.
8. I'm trying to beat Kat. She has 281 subscribers.
Well, you're never gonna beat her.
I will. When I die, I'll get 282.
Okay, so anyways... Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that shout out that took like 2 minutes. So Nathan over here trying to solve as many Rubik's cubes as he can.
He has only one, so I mean he's only trying to solve one at the moment.
Solve 2.
Oh dang! Yeah. I'm gonna solve the Rubik's cube.
This is what we do on podcasts.
Yeah, we yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Like,
oh, he's blasting the music now.
Yeah, this is better than...
Oh, dang, now I gotta raise my voice.
Yeah.
We sound like adults.
We are adults.
Yeah.
So, I'm gonna solve this Rubik's Cube, and then we'll get to our main topic, because, you know...
Which is...
I don't know what he just said, but I don't really know what he just said.
So do you know?
Why'd you stop the sick beats, my dude?
I'm gonna make even a sicker beat.
A sicker beat? How can you get any sicker?
Sicker.
How sick are you? Do you have like 180 degree temperature?
Oh, dang.
What?
I had that once.
Wait, what? Okay, let's not talk about that now.
I was throwing up every day of 1 week, right? And so I got back to school the next day, and I asked someone to play with me at indoor recess, and they said,
oh,
no, you're throwing up all week.
He asked who to play with you?
No one.
Like, what kind of play?
Well,
I'm kidding. I don't want to know the answer to that.
I mean, do you want to know?
No, I don't want to know.
I can tell you.
I just said I didn't want to know.
What I
no, please don't tell me.
To play was with deck of cards.
Okay, that's,
we
that's
played poker.
Play some solitaire?
We played poker in 6th grade.
Solitaire?
In classroom.
Boy, this thing ain't connecting. What is this?
So, right, that's what we did.
Is solitaire fun? I've like never played it in my life.
Solitaire is pretty fun. If you're betting money.
Let's play some Russian roulette right now.
Yeah,
Russian
I played air
roulette
with it once. When I'm thinking about doing
that,
I played air roulette with a bow and arrow, so
I don't get copyrighted.
I'm going to try to do it with now with like a flaming arrow next time.
Bruh, this ain't working.
You could get copyrighted for playing Russian roulette.
Really?
Pretty sure.
Hey, can you get copyrighted for playing Russian roulette? That's what I want to know.
They're not going to answer. This is a podcast.
Well, they can comment down below and I can know.
You know, after we do it.
Well, I know after we do it, so I mean... Well, what do you mean after we do it? Okay, no, don't be like that. Any Asians out there that are...
Then either the only guy. Sound like you're dripping off in the background. This is No Nut November. I solved the Rubik's Cube.
After you solved it?
2 minutes.
Spank you.
Okay, what?
Hey, nope. I'm just kidding. Well, I'm a good guy. Okay, Eric, just calm.
I am calm.
No, you're not.
I have a whip right here.
Okay, please, no. Okay, let's just leave that conversation. Let's go to our main topic.
Which is breakfast.
Yeah.
Second breakfast.
So, Nathan, do you like breakfast?
Do I like breakfast? I have it every day. What do you think? You should say no.
Well,
you should say no.
I hate breakfast.
Breakfast is disgusting. Sugary cereal disgustingness. Oh, don't even get me started on muffins.
Okay, fine. Let's see. What is your favorite kind of breakfast food?
I mostly eat cereal, I'd say. Occasionally muffins.
No, I'm cereal. Saying your favorite. I'm not saying what you usually eat.
Your favorite, yeah. Favorite or favor?
Favorite.
Yeah, it's my favorite breakfast food is cereal.
Like, do you want to die?
Why do you... Why did you not understand that?
I don't know. I'm trying to connect to the speaker, but it's not working.
Okay, Eric. Your turn. What is your favorite kind of breakfast
food? I eat jalapenos breakfast.
Great.
It wakes me up, okay? I wake up at 5 o'clock to drive to school, and I also eat... I drink hot sauce in the morning.
What a fun breakfast.
I have bread with chocolate added with it, with hot sauce added.
What is this breakfast?
It's a good breakfast, and I like that breakfast because it really wakes you up. You don't know if you're alive or dead when you eat it. So, that's why I like to eat it. And wow. I don't eat people.
Well, I sure hope not. I think you guys totally misinterpreted the question. I mean, the question was, what is your favorite food to eat for breakfast?
Jalapenos.
But, like, I don't even know what you were explaining. I just got lost. I like the hot sauce. Okay, well, anyways.
Yeah, you drink the hot sauce.
Well, I think, mine is gonna be like kind of a normal breakfast food, but I never eat it for breakfast because.
You never eat breakfast?
I eat breakfast, but.
What about second breakfast?
Not really.
You don't eat second breakfast?
No.
Oh.
I just eat, like, random food in the middle of breakfast and lunch.
So you don't eat second breakfast?
No, I don't eat second
breakfast. I eat second breakfast.
Good for you.
I eat jalapenos and Cheerios.
What do you just, like, mix them together?
Oh, I should do that tomorrow.
Oh, no, that sounds disgusting.
And then add milk into it at all.
No. This is disgusting. I bet everyone is scarred by hearing this.
No, they're not scarred quite yet.
Oh, not quite yet.
Yeah, not quite yet.
Okay, then.
I haven't said anything that would make them be scarred.
Beware. So, my favorite breakfast food is chocolate chip pancakes. No. Chocolate chip pancakes. Actually, wait.
Oh, so I was telling the truth when Joseph
died. No, I changed it. To waffles with powdered sugar on them and butter.
That sounds disgusting.
No, trust me, it's so good.
Jalapenos is better.
I mean, I'm not saying jalapenos are bad, but not for breakfast.
They are good for breakfast.
Like, I wouldn't eat them for a whole meal.
For breakfast?
I would just eat, like, a jalapeno.
I like jalapenos, okay?
If I get one with, like, My food. I don't really eat jalapenos, actually.
Come on, Joe. You gotta eat them vitamin C's. Or in your case, vitamin B's.
Alright, here's my beat.
Oh, it just stopped.
Oh, you took your phone with you.
Okay, so.
Alright, here's the beat. Here's this.
Oh. Quite a sick beat.
Beats by Dre.
Beats by what?
Beats by Dre.
Whatever.
You know who Dre is?
No.
Actually,
you don't know who Dre is? Why?
I don't want to know.
He's a rapper.
No, after the video.
Hold on.
Or podcast. You're not allowed to play it during the podcast, Eric.
I'm getting a picture of Dre so you know who they are.
Okay, so, anyways, including the waffles with powdered sugar and butter. I also like bacon.
Bacon's good.
Bacon is delicious.
If you add jalapenos to bacon, it's really good. This is Dr. Dre.
No, I feel like it's not.
For the person that made.
Oh, I know Dr. Dre.
Yeah, straight out of Compton.
Okay, so anyway.
I don't know who straight out of Compton is. I mean, what that is. It's a movie.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Sick beat.
Joe, you're not good at making the music with your mouth. Your mouth is a few more pictures. I'm gonna kill myself with my charger.
Don't do it! Okay.
How are you doing?
No, please. Okay, well, we're just gonna ignore him because, you know, it'll just be a better off podcast without him. Oh, he's already dead. Okay, so. Nathan, what is your least favorite breakfast food?
Least favorite? I've had a lot of bad breakfast food. Let's see. I think, personally, you know those foods where they, for breakfast, they have to put all the vegetables together and then put it in a pan? You know that food?
Vegetables.
Vegetables in the morning.
Oh, we're just vegetables in the morning.
That's, yeah. That's
I cannot say I've ever had vegetables in the morning.
Okay, I went to this restaurant and they served, like, this thing where it's like, they give you the pan, right?
Wait, like a vegan restaurant?
Wait, vegetables. So they give you a pan to eat? It's like, right when you're done with the, they give you the pan.
Okay.
The pan to eat? Yes.
I want to go to the restaurant. It sounds good. It just does.
Okay. Eric, what is your least favorite breakfast food?
Cereal.
You hate cereal?
What if it's like Lucky Charms, dude? That stuff's
and then you add, shit. Oh, Lucky Charms are really good. With jalapenos added to them. And steak bits to add to it. What
kind of breakfast does this kitty eat?
I eat
a lot of spicy food.
Yeah,
that's too much for the morning.
I eat spicy food.
Comment if you actually eat the kind of breakfast Eric eats in the morning. Cause,
comment down below.
I think there might be something wrong with you then.
Comment down below.
We'll take you to a hospital. I mean, I like spicy food, but I generally don't eat
you know I'm right here. Thank
you. Jalapenos in the morning. I don't care.
I'm gonna kill myself now.
Oh, wow. You've said that like 5 times.
I know.
I'm betting your confidence level is really low. Don't copyright us for that. No.
YOLO.
So, my least favorite breakfast food.
I like eating sushi for breakfast, too.
I've never had sushi. I should try this.
You've never had sushi?
Oh, sushi makes me sick.
How does it make you sick?
But it's so good.
It's like the best food ever.
Okay, I'm trying to think of what my least favorite breakfast food is. Because I really like
breakfast. What I eat for breakfast?
Yeah, probably. I don't think I've ever had that, though, so. It can't be my least favorite if I've never had it.
Yeah, I can.
Well, can I say my least favorite breakfast food is, trash? I've never had that either, though, so.
I mean, I've never had that. There wasn't a gap in there.
Okay, so, like, so you got their least favorite breakfast food.
Yeah.
Now, let's see. So, out of all...
You eat soap?
So, like, there's different ways to cook eggs, right? There's scrambled, fried, boiled. What's your favorite way of cooking an egg?
Like, what's your favorite type of egg? So I'm going to go with an egg.
Oh, wait, you're allergic to that. Oh,
yeah, so I'm going to go with not egg.
Okay, Joe, what's your, like, favorite type of egg?
Over easy.
Easy eat.
Over easy?
Or over medium.
Oh. I like a fried egg, but I also like hard-boiled eggs as well.
Ooh, hard-boiled. Those are okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, didn't you just notice you picked a great topic for Eric? Eric just loves this topic. He can't eat eggs. He likes the kind without eggs in them.
Yeah, I can't eat eggs.
The eggs without the eggs.
I like eggs made without egg.
I like eggs, but with 100% egg-free. I like eating eggs that are 100% egg-free.
I want to try making that, like, 100% egg-free egg.
Hey, can I get some more candy from downstairs?
No.
If you really want to.
You can't. This is North Korea. Really? You can't do that.
Like, should I do that?
I don't care.
Okay. I'll bring the whole bag up.
Wow. Just bring the whole bag up? Bring both bags.
Okay. Hey, I don't want wrappers all over the floor, though.
There was one sitting on the table, the one sitting to the thing.
Yeah, I'll throw it.
Because people have told me they would before and they didn't.
No, you can trust me. I'll throw it.
Can I trust
you? We shouldn't trust you.
Why would I not throw away a wrapper? It just makes this place even, like, dirty.
Hey, you should see my room.
Makes this place.
You want to see what my room looks like?
It won't open.
Exactly. We meant for that to happen.
Now it opens. Goodbye,
I'll
Nathan. I'll see you in a little bit. Nathan has left the podcast
for like a minute.
Until he comes back.
To like North Korea time.
Oh wow, Eric.
We all went to that before.
Well, what else do you think about breakfast?
Well, I think the most important thing about breakfast is that if you decide to eat jalapenos for breakfast, right? If you eat like half a jar like I do for breakfast, you're gonna need something to drink. Because after about half an hour after you eat like the 30th jalapeno, you're gonna start to feel... Hey, I was talking, that's rude. You're going to start to feel it to start to get a little bit spicy after like the 80th jalapeno. So, I mean, if you eat like four at a time like I do, one for each end of the fork, that can be translated differently, I just realized. Forget that I said that.
This makes no sense. I'm
if
sorry
you
for the
eat
confusion.
Many jalapenos, such as me.
Wait,
or can you? After the 80th one, you're going to regret it, and then you're going to be glad you did it, because then you'll be awake. So I guess that's good.
Well, that made no sense.
It made perfect sense.
So, Nathan, so, what would you rate breakfast on a scale from 1 to 10?
Rate it? Yeah, 10, I'd say. It's 10. My favorite meal.
Eric, 10?
Yeah, including second breakfast.
Hopefully there's no razor in this.
I'll test it out.
You know,
here, give me the bag.
I think 10 too, because you need breakfast. If you don't get breakfast, you'll just
pass out.
Yeah. Cause like when I don't eat breakfast, I just feel like I'm gonna pass out for the rest of the day.
I pass out all the time.
In class.
Yeah, in class every day I fall asleep.
Yeah, you've done that
every day.
If you don't eat breakfast, then you feel weird in the morning because you feel you're hungry, you know?
So what's your favorite meal?
Breakfast.
Yours?
Breakfast. And then dinner afterwards.
Yeah, breakfast.
What about lunch?
Well, I mean, you don't necessarily...
Lunch is kind of just there for me.
Lunch is just kind of there to, you know, you eat it. It's just, you know.
At lunch, I just kind of talk to whoever's around me.
I don't know. I really can't decide between breakfast and dinner.
Food.
No, breakfast or dinner. And then lunch just sucks. Lunch could just suck.
Suck what? Food?
Munchkin can suck a nice ham and cheese cold sandwich dipped in water.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's cool, man. Well, thank you for making this a PG podcast, Nathan. I remember our recording before was going to be like rated R podcast.
Let's keep this PG now.
Yeah, before it was going to be like a rated R podcast. Now it's like a PG podcast.
Oh, well, maybe it was rated R at the beginning.
No, at the beginning it was PG-13, I can tell you that.
Dude, this is like... This is like way more calm than the last recording that we were gonna like publish. But
you want to mention what I mentioned for the first?
No, one? We don't want to mention it. No.
Let's keep it PG now.
Yeah, the next one will probably be like more than PG. Nope.
It could go in the hole.
Can I melt your chair down and forge it into a sword that I can use?
Eric's laugh. That sounds like a monk. That wasn't accurate.
Can I melt your chair down and force it into a toy Glock to take it to school?
No. Stop putting candy in my chair.
I can do what I want. Jesus gave us free will.
Yo, can I melt you down and turn you into a
Listen. Yo, what are you doing?
Dude, he's like, the candy won't come out of the chair. It's gonna be there forever.
Hey, Joel, I'm fingering your chair.
Please don't.
I can do what I
By
want.
By the way, this is, isn't that weird? There's a chair in my room, so don't worry.
It's that weird.
Yeah, it's, he's just... He doesn't.
Joe, look what I'm doing.
Bro, I feel like I got nut right now.
What?
Okay. Nope.
You got what?
I said peanut, alright? I want some peanuts.
Yeah.
Where's the peanut candy? Where is it?
Hey, Joe, I'm pushing you further into the chair.
Snickers. Like, you can't go wrong. Oh,
yep, no. Technically.
Joe, what if he sells his chair to someone and there's still this, like, thing stuck in here? I put a Skittles in here.
I was about to say joke, Eric. Technically, if you pee on a nut,
what if you pee on
No, if you pee on a nut, it's called a
podcast
peanut.
Breaking news! I just opened a Milky Way, and it's very much destroyed.
What have we been talking about, Capway? How does this sound to you guys?
Recently, research has shown that 1 out of 10 Milky Ways that you open will explode on opening.
I know you people listening to the podcast probably don't think we're acting normal, but this is like the most calm I've been in years.
And being the most serious ever.
Yes, I'm never serious.
Oh, here's another perfectly.
We're serious when it comes to explosions.
Okay.
And guns.
Uh-huh.
I know how to use a gun.
Like mounting a chair and turning it into an AR-15.
Okay, I don't even think you do that one.
Funny. Hey, Joe.
We were all laughing, so it's funny.
Can I melt
your mom into an AR-15?
No. He's dying over there. They're both dying. Nathan's a laugh.
Nathan, stop spreading your legs.
Melt your mom down into an AR-15, and the gun's got a conscience, so like it'll go off whenever it gets triggered. Whenever it gets triggered, it'll go off.
So it's like you cheated on your test. Gun turns around towards Joel.
Oh my gosh! His legs. Wow, that's nice of you. What a good friend. Thanks for being a friend.
Can I be melted down into like a nuke and then I can explode right here?
What?
You're my dad. You're my dad.
Boogie, I wish woogie, I had
woogie. My dad. Boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
What day are we going to
woogie, 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 woogie. Don't copyright. Woogie, 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 woogie,
woogie, woogie,
woogie, woogie, woogie, woogie,
woogie, woogie, woogie, woogie, woogie, woogie, woogie, woogie, woogie,
woogie, woogie, woogie, woogie, woogie,
woogie, woogie, woogie, woogie, woogie, woogie, woogie, woogie, woogie, woogie, woogie.
You never wanted it. You said just take it.
I want it now.
No, too bad. You gave it to me a long time ago.
I asked you for the money after I gave it to you.
No, you didn't. You just said you could have it.
No, I just gave you my money. Like this.
Or it was either that I paid $5 for it, or you just gave it to me.
No, I needed the money because I'm homeless.
Or it was like $10 for it.
Can I have $10?
Mom, I'm going to go home.
Oh, I think I gave you the $10.
No, you didn't.
Dude, I'm gonna go home, and I'm gonna be like, my mom's gonna be like, oh, so what did you do at Joe's today?
We made a podcast.
Wait, what did you just say?
We made a podcast.
You made a podcast? Oh, what is it about? Where can I find it?
You don't wanna find it. It's too disturbing.
There's explicit content involved. About, we talk about, or we take a pineapple, and we grow it in our microwaves.
Why?
Have you ever heard of that? That's pretty common, you know? I have a pineapple farm in my microwave. I do. I grow pineapples in my microwave.
Well, I don't.
That sounds boring.
It's not. You get free pineapple, dude. You can't resist. Free wow. Pineapple. Grown free. In your microwave. It only takes like a minute.
Free furries.
Got it. Why do you have to bring that up?
We should literally make a debate on furries.
So lol.
Change of subject, guys.
Episode 1 of Dragon Ball Z, furries.
Episode 1. Chocolate. Is it good?
No, it's bad. It kills my soul, gives me lung cancer.
But what if you already had lung cancer before the chocolate?
What?
What if you already had lung cancer before the chocolate?
Chocolate has caffeine in it.
What if you had a caffeine in you already?
Oh, shit.
What if your mom had caffeine when she birthed you? Does that mean, like, you gave...
Why are you putting trash in this chair? What is actually wrong with you?
So that I won't have to walk to the trash can and put it in there.
Lazy ass.
I'm not that lazy. None of you have done that before.
Hey! You know, what that means? Don't putting the wrappers in it? If you melt it down at 4 AR-15, it gives it color. And the candy.
It's a festive AR 16.
Rainbow and gay.
Oh my god. It's a
it shoots
gay
out.
R16.
It shoots out feminists.
Oh my god!
It only shoots and kills gay.
No, it only shoots out feminists. Like, when nope, you put a
I'm there's no one gay listening out. To this. No offense to gay people. I don't hate you guys. I just think it's kind of maybe a little weird. I'm not gay.
Yeah, you are.
I'm not. I like women. Trust me, girls. Or
trust
who
me,
I
girl.
Like.
Girls are complicated.
Girls are end who I like.
They are very complicated.
End of story.
I'm watching a video on how to make a 12-gauge shotgun.
Wow.
That's what I do in my spare time.
I can see you being in the army in the future.
See?
You should join the army.
I should join Space Force.
You'd be in the army only a week after boot camp, because you'd know so much about guns. You'd be like,
my uncle got me shoot an M16.
Oh.
He let me empty the full clip. I hit a fish twice.
Dude, I have a friend that literally knows about almost every single gun.
Oh, like the AR, which is in Fortnite.
Okay, like, not a fictional gun.
That was depressing.
Fortnite
sucks. And give me my phone. Oh my gosh, he's taking my phone again.
Your browser history.
He's taking my phone again, locked me out once again.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
You played poker.
I haven't lost $90.
What?
I lost $90 while playing poker once.
Why, Eric? Why did you decide to bet on poker?
I'm a very thirsty man after having some sugary snacks.
Sugary snacks are from the sugar store.
I'm gonna get diabetes type 17 after eating all this candy.
Diabetes type 17.
No one's gonna be listening to
a diabetes podcast. Type diabetes.
No one's gonna listen to this podcast.
If you're listening, thank you for your contribution. Please send us money.
So yeah, you must be perishing by listening to this.
Please,
I'm sorry for
putting everyone. I'll start a GoFundMe page so we can actually go to college and have a life.
I'm sorry for putting everyone through this.
We actually can have a good car, you know.
Yeah.
Send us money so I can buy a car.
We're just like making a podcast.
My family's homeless. We live in the side streets of East Cleveland, asking for money. We hold out a mug, asking for change from people, but all they do is beat us up.
Change money.
I'm sad.
Money change. Change, change, money change.
I feel like I shouldn't have this much candy.
Well, the podcast has hit like 30 minutes, so...
It has?
Yeah, so I think it's time to go. Goodbye, everyone.
Have a good day.
Have a good 5:59 p.m.